to the Dr. Pat Show. Talk radio to thrive by. Powerful, inspiring, and coming to you live, bringing you stories of people like you and me busting through and living life full out. Get ready to dare to wonder what your life would be like if you knew you could not fail. All right, everyone. Welcome, welcome, welcome to the Dr. Pat Show. Talk radio to thrive by. I'm all fired up today.
Why is that?
Fired up.
Do tell. Oh. You can't just tell. I mean, I know, but.
Isn't there a song that's called Fired Up?
There's a ton of them.
Okay.
Fired up. Fired up.
Well,
how it goes?
I got to tell you.
I don't know.
I got to tell you. It started with Valjean Ferris yesterday.
He was such a good guy. We need to get him in here.
He is coming in here. He's my buddy.
We lose a little luster.
It started with Valjean Ferris, and it ended with Pete Siegel last night on the cell phone outside of. And I'll give you Pete's number. We got to see if we can bring him on. And it kind of ended up with a very passionate discussion with Pete sitting outside of Whole Foods on my cell phone. Not Whole Foods. What was it? Yeah, I think it was Whole Foods. Either Whole Foods or PCC, one of the places I hang out when I'm not on the radio. Where's Dr. Pat?
The
She's
local hangout for Dr. Pat.
She's hanging out at the local Whole Foods or PCC.
It's Dr. Pat's corner.
It's Dr. Pat's corner. Yeah, what you doing? She cooking. She cooking at the Whole Foods.
That's hilarious.
I could. You know what? I could cook. Everybody in my family thought I was going to be like a chef in a restaurant.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, they did. They had me like pegged to be. That's after they realized, okay, you know, this child is just not going to follow the traditional routine. So what can we get her to do? Why don't we put her in Uncle Luigi's restaurant down in the Bronx? That would have been a fun thing to do. Actually, I actually was down there with Uncle Luigi when I was a kid hanging out and got to meet all of Uncle Luigi's friends. Scary. Oops.
I bet there was just a lot of talking.
Oh,
a lot
God.
Of hashing things
Seriously.
Out.
Seriously.
The old natural way.
Oh.
You guys, like, okay, the Italian way is like just kind of getting into each other. Like, you have no emotion.
It's a lot of emotion.
Right.
It's definitely very, it's an interesting way to describe it.
I don't know, intense, but.
Well, it could be intense, but sometimes it's not. I mean, there's a real subtleness to it. As a matter of fact, ever since the Godfather movies have come out, I've had people say to me, is that what, like, your family was like? Is that kind of, you know, what was going on there? And, you know, actually, there are some parts of it that I can relate to. Especially, I think, in the Godfather 1, where they're all sitting around the table, eating the pasta, and so forth and so on. And I think every family has their tradition and has their culture. And it's interesting to see how much of that stays with me. And so I definitely have sort of the fire, as my Uncle Ralph has said, you know, I've got definitely have the bacilli gift of gab, which I actually didn't know I had till 1992 or so. And so, yeah, so I started out the show by saying I'm all fired up today. And there's a reason why I am. There's a couple things that I've had to think about since the show yesterday, and I want to share them with you. But before I do, let me remind everyone of a couple of different things. Tomorrow's show is with Stuart Tomk of Nordic Naturals. And he will be joining us. And I would encourage everyone out there to take this phone number down, because this is going to be really important. It's not only important for you, but I want to make sure that you, your friends, your family, whoever it is out there, gets to call this number tomorrow to get a free sample of fish oil. So the number to call, please write this down, and Benny and I will give this out throughout the show today, is 800-662-2544. 800-662-2544, and you dial extension 317. Maybe, Benny, you and I can do it, and we can do a test run when we come back from break.
Ooh, we could do that.
We could dial it so everybody can hear what happens. And they're going to ask you, how did you hear this? And you say, Dr. Pat Show. That's it. That's pretty much all you have to do. But we're going to do like a test run in a few minutes and just try it out. I'm hoping like nobody's going to pick up when we do it, but we'll try it anyway. And then
why wouldn't you want that?
So that's tomorrow. That's
going to
be, Yeah, that's tomorrow, Wednesday, Nordic Naturals. Those of you that got the newsletter, it was right at the top of the newsletter, so you got to see that that's scheduled for Wednesday the 20th. And the deal is you can call, give your information, whatever they're asking for, and then you'll get a free sample of Nordic Naturals. I mean, this is just some of the things that we're planning to give back to our listeners. So that's one cool thing. And then the 21st, June 21st, we are all like jazzed about going to Jazzy June down in Tacoma Landmark Convention. I'll make sure you have the website to find out more about that. That starts at 5 p.m., goes to 9. We'll be down there early. Let's see, who are the we? So it's going to be me. I think, I don't know if Carol's going, but it's me, Cheryl, Ava, for sure. And it might be Carol, but I would have to check. And there's going to be fun time. As we said before, it's champagne. It's rap. They're going to be a general raffle. There's going to be a raffle at our table, which is fun. And so we've got lots of things going on. We've got these little bags that everybody is, you know, going to be given as they come through the door. So it's kind of fun and exciting. And I think I'm going to have like 60 seconds to say a few words.
That's it? Just 60 seconds?
I think so. Chat with Women, they're going to be there too.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, so they're going to, I wonder if they're going to get like 60 seconds each. Mm. We were told we have like a minute. So it's like, you think they can do it? You think they can?
You or Chat with Women?
I don't know that I can
know.
Do it.
The girls tend to kind of ramble a little bit longer. Unless
yeah,
you got like a big
know.
Clock in front of them.
I don't know. I wonder if they're like practicing up.
Probably.
I wonder if they're listening to the show.
I'm sure they are.
Yeah, call. Hey, if you're
girls.
Out there. Call in. Let us know what you're going to be talking about.
Pam and
but
Rochelle.
I think it's like, okay, Dr. Pat, you have 60 seconds to say something. Hmm. Yeah. Okay. I wonder what that's going to be. All right.
Why?
We'll figure it out.
It just me. It'd be like them here, you know, producing a commercial. I'm usually, you know, on time with them.
Oh.
I'm like, pick up the pace, ladies. Slow down, ladies. Relax.
I don't know. It's going to be interesting. So we've got that going on. And then the other thing that we have going on is this lineup this week, and I want to mention it to you. Later on today, you're going to be thrilled to have a conversation with our buddy Dr. Scott Lynch and Dr. Timothy Ticehurst, who's going to join us. And so Dr. Timothy is a doctor of homeopathy, and so we're going to get the chiropractor and the doctor of homeopathy together. We're going to have a conversation about what that is. But the bottom line, it's about peak living. Tomorrow, as I said, we're going to have Stuart Tomp joining us of Nordic Naturals. We're going to be talking about fish oil as the natural anti-inflammatory. So he's going to be joining us, and we're going to be talking about what that's about. Nordic Naturals, by the way, are one of the few fish oils that you can get at what they call a pharmaceutical grade, a sort of over-the-counter. What that means is you can go to Whole Foods and you can see them there, and there they are. You don't necessarily have to go to a naturopath to get them, and that's a little bit unusual and very special. And then following him, we've got Dr. New Sheen Darvish coming in, and she'll be joining us for the hour as well. And then tomorrow night, of course, on my 6 o'clock show, Cornell Niece will be joining us for an open mic and lots of readings. And we continue the week. Now, we've got a couple of changes going on in the schedule because people are about change. They are about the change. Who called in?
I don't know.
Do you think it's, do you think it's to Chat with Women?
I don't know. Let's wait until the break. I'll see who it is.
Okay, we'll have to ask him.
Okay.
And then what we've got going on is instead of Dr. Jeffrey Combs, he's not going to be here Thursday, we're going to be talking about a brand new conference that's coming to Seattle. You'll hear more about that. So we've just got a lot of really cool things coming on, especially Friday with the Essential Water people. We only just touched the surface on this, and those of you that have gone out to get your Essential Water are loving it. Friday, Jay, if you're listening, and all of the guys out there and the women out there, we're doing the show that we promised, and that is the show on men's spirituality. Reverend Michael Ingersoll from the Center for Spiritual Living, Rabbi Ted Falcon, Brother Jamal Rahman, Rabbi Anson Latner will be joining us. So we're going to be like talking about this in terms of the spirituality and the direction we go. Lots of things going on here, and we're loving every minute of it. Let's start out by kicking this, and then I'm going to tell you what is up for me right now and what I'd like to invite you to do with today's shows. Do we have our gong?
Well, of course.
Yeah. Yeah. I love this card. Yeah.
You're in rare form today.
I know. I'm rare. It's rare. It's rare, but I learned after my 7 o'clock interview this morning that...
I think that helps you, really.
It does, don't you think?
It sets you up for you know, your pace for the rest of the rest of the morning.
I know. So Monday and Tuesday, I'm like shot out of a cannon already by the time I get here.
There goes Dr. Pat! Whoa!
There she is, flying through the air.
I'll probably buy you like one of those like, you know, USA like outfits, like all leather with like the crash helmet.
Ooh.
So we can really shoot you out of a cannon.
Oh.
We'll put you on a big...
I bet we get a lot of people to pay admission to see me shot out of a cannon.
Since we're close to the freeway, so we could shoot you over like the freeway or something.
Yeah, that would be it. All right, this is a really cool card. I love this card. This is a card that, when I pull it, I just feel it. And this is a card that you do have to feel. And that's what we also talked about yesterday. For those of you that didn't hear the Healthy Life interview, I talked about Michael Brown. It's all about the feeling. And that's what today's show is going to be about. Wait till you hear what we're doing. Today's card is, I expect profitable surprises. I expect profitable surprises. Look at how far I got to hold this card to read this, dude. Look for daily prosperity daily. That was like New Jersey. Look for daily prosperity demonstrations. Expect to receive unplanned money and make a mental note of it when it appears. Augment this exercise with thankfulness, and you will be clearing the path for more prosperity to come into your life. This is what I call unexpected good, everybody. This is where you get to expect the unexpected and then be very grateful for when it shows up. All right, we're going to take a short break. When we come back, more with the Dr. Pat Show. We've got an open mic day going on today. We're going to do a little bit of that. But there's a question that I want to ask you, and the question is this. Yesterday, Val John Ferris talked about all of us being in this place where we're just, you know, the apathy. We're not caring about things going on. Today's show is an open mic day for you to call in and declare what it is that's irking you. What do you care about? What action do you want to see in the world? And this is not, I'm not going to judge you. We're not going to ask you to solve it. We want to hear what it is you want changed in the world. We'll be right back with the Dr. Pat Show.
Control is cool to dance, but what about a groove that soothes and moves romance? Give me a soft, subtle mix.
Ready to put cancer behind you? Clarify your purpose in life after cancer. Learn new tools and take back your life. Rekindle your spirit and find support in peaceful Hawaii. Join the next retreat with Dr. Jean Achterberg at Kokolulu's Cancer Aftercare Retreat Center on the island of Hawaii, July 15th through the 27th. Space is limited, so call now 1-808-889-9893 or visit cancer-retreats.org. Aloha.
Let go of past trauma, fears, and negative beliefs. Attract exactly what you want in life and release the energetic blocks and imbalances which are keeping you from living the life of your dreams. Internationally known master clairvoyant and intuitive guide Carrie O'Connor has the unique ability to read your energy field and, just like a tuning fork, raise your vibrational level so that you can attract what you truly desire in life. Visit CarrieO'Connor.com for more information and for interview dates on the Dr. Pat Show. That's CarrieO'Connor.com.
Has the pet food recall left you confused and concerned about what to feed your four-legged family members? Sam's Cats and Dogs, naturally, has you covered with expert advice and information about ingredients or how to supplement a fresh food diet to keep your furry friends healthy and happy. And all our foods are unconditionally guaranteed. Visit us at samscatsanddogs.com. That's samscatsanddogs.com in Monroe, Washington at 206 East Main.
Okay, listen up. You can do it. You can quit smoking in as little as 30 days with Zero Smoke. That's right. Quit smoking now. And here's the deal. You don't need to spend hundreds of dollars on gum, patches, or pills. Zero Smoke helps you quit naturally using biomagnets. It works by placing little magnets on either side of your ear. Then, science takes over. It's just like acupressure. The urge to smoke goes away. This product has sold like crazy in Europe and has just been introduced in the United States. In fact, Sal the stockbroker is using this product to quit. It's a disgusting habit, and you need to quit today. Go to their website, zerosmoke.org, or call 1-800-955-0080 and take advantage of their risk-free offer. That's right, just pay shipping, and they'll send you this revolutionary product absolutely free. What do you have to lose? It's summer. Feel good and quit that nasty habit. That's 1-800-955-0080 or zerosmoke.org.
Contrary to popular belief, having a baby is not always a happy, glowing experience. Many women develop a variety of mood problems, most often depression. Thankfully, there are many options available to heal or prevent this debilitating condition. Dr. Shoshana Bennett is shining a light on postpartum depression right here on the Dr. Pat Show. So tune in and find out how to help someone you love. For more information about postpartum depression, visit postpartumdepressionhelp.com.
1150kknw.com, your connection to Alternative Talk, 1150 AM.
And think of the summers of the past. Adjust the bass and let the Alpine blast. Pop in my CD and let me run a rhyme. And put your car on cruise and lay back, cause it's summertime.
Welcome back, everyone. Welcome back to the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By. And as I said before, we got a little shift in the schedule today, so we're going to drop in a little open mic stuff. But here's the question I want to ask you, and this was my response to Valjean Ferris when he was talking yesterday about people not caring. And my comment to him was, that's not true of our listeners. And that's what I believe in my heart. So today, I want to invite you to come on the air to tell us what you care about. And not only, it doesn't have to be something you're solving. It has to do with what you care about, what really gets to you, what bothers you, and let's make that creative expression today. Because part of the energy around this is to get things on the table, to fully express them, to not always hold them inside. And that's something that I firmly believe in. And this is a safe place for that to happen. And so the way to do that today is to call in, let me know, and at the same time, I will certainly pull a card for you. 1-800-930-2819. 1-800-930-2819. This is the toll-free number for the show today. So two things. I will pull a couple cards for you. See if we can set an intention. And at the same time, I want to know what bothers you. Nancy Morris called and emailed and sent me a package about the fact that she is, very, very disturbed and upset with what's happening with the Dolphins. And so that's a demonstration to me. We do care. And it is through our caring, it is through us paying attention of what we want to change that we will create this change. So two things going on. Want to know what's going on in your mind? There's no degree of what's right, what's wrong. And it could be as simple as, I'm not getting along with my neighbor. You know, my neighbor is spraying pesticides. It doesn't matter. No judgment here.
Were you at my house a few weeks ago?
I did the same thing. I was watching it going on at my place.
Wow.
Yeah.
I think you're spying on me, Dr. Pat.
Are you doing that?
I was taking care of the little ant situation I had, and my neighbor had the ant colony at her place.
Mm-hmm.
But all in the end, we actually are now much better friends, which usually is the end result. And I took care of her, old wood pile. And she was out there cleaning, actually, after considering it was her problem.
Uh-huh.
Actually, the Saturday morning, I saw her out there, and she's an older lady, so, you know, I kind of wanted to, you know, you got that, like, just warm feeling, right? So what I do, I asked her, hey, would you like me to help you? And so I grabbed my truck, drove
that's
over.
That's it.
I picked up her entire, basically, backyard for her, and I took it to the dump for her for free.
Well, that's it. That's what we're talking
there you
about
go. See,
here.
Good Samaritan.
I mean, that's one way to do it. And also today, this is open mic. We want to pull some cards. We want to set some intentions and make that happen. But part of what you're saying is really important. There are things that we do care about. Now, my friend Monica would talk about, she would say, in the Native American tradition, she has trained me very well,
mm-hmm.
that, you know, anything that you kill of nature, you have to eat. So when you're like on Vision Quest with Monica, yeah, and you're like in the sweat lodge and you're sweating and, you know, you got a couple little spiders crawling on you.
No.
You are not going to kill them or she's going to make you eat them there.
That's on purpose, though, right?
She's what?
Because accidentally, I mean, come on.
Let me tell you, when I'm in the sweat lodge and I get a little spider crawling across me, they are drowning. They are drowning because this mama is sweating up a storm.
Oh, like spiders.
Okay, 1-800-930-2819. Let's hear from you. We've got somebody on the line, so you want to go right to the phone?
We do, and I hope our caller doesn't like spiders. I don't think she does, but it's Sarah from Seattle, so let's bring her on board.
Hi, Sarah. Welcome to the show.
Hi.
Hey, how are you?
Something different.
Okay.
I have a problem when people are negative and complain. It brings down all my energy.
It's the complaining thing, right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, you know, I'll tell you, that's kind of an interesting thing to pay attention to. There are a lot of people that do complain.
Mm-hmm.
And complaining is different than a statement of fact. For example, I shared an experience with one of our callers, one of our listeners, Nancy, who sent me an article and sent me an email about the killing of the dolphins. She's making a statement that says, this is an atrocity and we're not going to stand for it.
Right.
That's different. That's different than, you know, being in a car full of people and having somebody in the back seat complaining about you driving. Exactly. So what can I do for you? Can I pull a card for you?
Sure.
Okay.
That would be good.
All right. So let's start out. Do you have a specific question?
Actually, I don't. I just kind of called on the spot.
Okay.
So, yeah.
All right, here you go. The card that kind of popped up is a prosperity card from Heidi Baer, and she puts these cards together. It's a prosperity law number 4. And this is a card. I love this card. And actually, I think I need to hear this today myself. And this card is, there is good in everything that happens to me from now on. There is good in everything that happens to me from now on. And so this card, let me read the back of it. When you choose to believe that everything always works out for the best, you will turn adversity into opportunity. If you concentrate on the hidden good in tough situations, you'll move through them quickly and receive unexpected blessings. That's a cool card. I'm actually going to leave that card out right there.
I like it.
You like that one? You know, a couple things that I wanted to share with you, because you just wanted kind of a general sense of things going on, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Who is it in your life that's doing the complaining right now?
Sometimes it's family or friends, and just things aren't going well for them. But I can see the good things that are happening, and they just don't see them. And it just brings down my energy because every day, you know, we're always trying to be happy and stuff. So.
I know. Okay, so I pulled some 3 interesting cards around this, and there are no mistakes in these cards, in my opinion. And I'm going to take one of these at a time because I think that there's a bigger conversation to have. And that is that one of the archetypes that I pulled is considered the damsel. And the damsel understands the nature of healthy romance and inspires you to rely on yourself. And so you ever hear the story of the damsel in distress?
Mm-hmm.
And the illusion of seduction, waiting for the knight to show up and wave his magic wand and whatever knights do. Actually, the sword. That's me waving my wand. But showing up with the sword, sweeping you up off your feet, and off you go.
Mm-hmm.
And so there you are. I mean, so this card shows up in a couple different ways. First, it can show up as, you know, what we consider the light, L-I-G-A-T, G-H-T attributes, which means that you understand the nature of healthy romance. But at the same time, it inspires you to rely on yourself, which means a healthy boundary in romance is there's you, there's your partner, and you understand the difference between you. You see?
Mm-hmm.
So that's kind of a cool card. The same thing goes for your friends. So being around friends and family, you have to also understand the nature of a healthy relationship.
Right.
And draw healthy boundaries around them. The second card that popped up is the Judge. And that card has to do with balancing justice and compassion, managing, the fair distribution of power. And so part of what happens when we're around people that complain, they really bug us sometimes. And so the place that we kind of naturally go is that place of judging, where we wish they would just suck it up and move on. And so that's an area that I would really be careful of for yourself. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. I'd really be careful of that, because a lot of the situation with people in terms of what they complain about comes from a very wounded place that they have inside of themselves.
Right.
And so you're going to be called to a higher order of things so that you don't lash back out at them with destructive criticism, you see?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so you're the one that's going to have to hold the scales of justice around your friends. And one of the things, or family, or whoever it is.
Right.
And so one of the things that you might want to look at is look at the way that you look at them with your eyes in terms of how much love you can send their way.
Mm-hmm.
Now, that doesn't mean you have to listen to their complaining.
Right.
But you can look at them and react to them with this notion of they're whole, you're whole, and yet at the same time, you don't have to be around them and what they do.
Right.
But the point is, it goes back to you. You're going to have to make the decision to be with them or not.
Right.
Okay. Now, this last card that kind of popped up for me I think it could really relate to the damsel card, but it's the dilettante. And the dilettante is someone that likes to float around in the arts and to kind of be there without having to be in a profession. And you can become, as a dilettante, you can become superficial in your pursuits. Pretense is something that shows up. So part of these cards and the message is that you have to stand up and be true to who you are.
Mm-hmm.
You have to do it without judgment. And you have to rely on yourself to develop healthy relationships. So when I put all of these together, that's sort of the overarching message for you.
Okay.
Okay, you see, does any of that make sense to you?
It does if I look at them all together.
Yes, and that's what I do. You have to look at them all together.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, very helpful. Thank you.
Are you pretty independent?
Yes. Almost to the point where I should probably depend on other people more. But I just tend to take everything on by myself. But I like it because then it's done right, I guess. I don't know.
Yeah, and so this is part of it. You know, one of the things you want to look at from the damsel point of view is that if the damsel is the damsel in distress. And so if you look at that from being highly independent, then the perspective that comes up for you is not knowing when to ask for help.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so I picked up another card for you, which is kind of an interesting card. I'm not sure how it fits in, but I'm going to ask you about it.
Okay.
It's the companion card. And the companion has to do with loyalty, tenacity, and unselfishness.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, the shadow attribute has to do with betrayal. You know, lots of personal identity, loss of confidence. But this is in your selection of a companion. Mm-hmm. This has to do with you and how you stretch out your life in terms of who you want to be around. So now when you put all of this together, right, you're going to be asked to look at the people in your life and make an assessment of who the people are that you want to be around, who the people are not, and how you want to show up. Do you want to show up as independent in those relationships? Do you want to show up as strong? Or do you want to show up for some people in your relationships in a place where you're willing to ask for help and accept their help?
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Sometimes we don't ask people to help us. It has to do with this judge card as well. And I'll share that with you. A lot of times we don't ask people for help because sometimes when we ask them for help, some of the folks we attract to us are right there to judge us and to kind of evaluate why we're needing help to begin with.
Right.
So you get caught in this catch-22 where you become ultra independent and at the same time you really would like somebody to help you, but you don't want to be judged for not being able to do it yourself. You see how you get caught in that?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so you're going to have to take a little risk in this.
That's the hard part.
Yeah. You know, I would have some fun with it. Mm-hmm. And I'd practice it. I'd pick something that is, like, totally not significantly important to you, mm-hmm. and play with asking for help.
Okay.
That's about the safest thing I can offer you right there.
Okay.
You see what I'm saying?
I can do that.
Okay. Okay, good. Thank you. Thank you so much for calling in.
Thank you very much.
All right. Very okay. good. That was great. Those were tough cards to put together.
Those were, but you did a fabulous job.
That was just a little, that was like working on it.
Aww.
Boy, she had to break out in a sweat.
I know. I think she's going to go take a run around the track, too, I'm sure.
I hope she runs for me. All right.
She'll run for the both of us.
Okay. Let's take a short break, Benny, when we come back. More with the Dr. Pat Show. This is open mic day, but it's open mic in a new way. I'm also asking those of you call in, even if you don't want to come on air, let Benny know what gets your Or, what do I want to say? What gets the hair on the back of your neck standing up?
Get
what is it?
Running.
Yeah, what yeah. is it that gets you all fired up?
Yeah.
And let Benny know what that is. We'll just repeat it on air if you don't want to come on air. This is in response to my comment to Val John Ferris about our listeners and them being in this place of apathy. Let's take a short break. We'll be right back with the Dr. Pat Show. Open mic, 1-800-930-2819. We'll be right back.
What you think about lines on the skin of you now? Why wouldn't I want to spend a few thou? Huh? On Fifth Ave, shopping sprees, and them dinners to chow.
When it comes to massage, don't take a chance on quality. Come to the award-winning Dream Clinic. Whether you are experiencing stress, muscle aches, or need treatment for an injury, Dream Clinic's highly skilled massage therapists tailor their massage plan to meet your individual needs. Dream Clinic is located in the Ravenna neighborhood of Seattle and is open 7 days a week. To learn more or schedule an appointment, visit dreamclinic.com or call 206-267-0863.
The Empowerment Partnership, empowering the lives of thousands of people around the world just like you. Their mission is to empower you with an understanding of what makes you and others tick and to teach you the tools and techniques that will unlock your hidden gifts. The Empowerment Partnership, whatever you think you are, you're more than that. To learn more, call 1-800-800-MIND or go to www.nlp.com. Mention the Dr. Pat Show to receive a special discount.
How do you start your day? Do you tell yourself what a great day it will be? What we say to ourselves inside our own head does matter. Quick start your day in 10 minutes with this CD of positive self-talk that will help you stay in balance all day long. The publisher of New Spirit Journal, Krista Gibson, gives you two unique 10-minute versions of positive self-talk, especially for the person who wants to approach their day in a more uplifted and spiritually based manner. To order, go to newspiritjournal.com and click on Embrace Your Day.
Why do people travel across the globe to see Dr. Nusheen Darvish at the Holistic Medical Center in Bellevue? Is it her specialization in women's health, allergies, and chronic illness? Is it because she founded a uniquely comprehensive, integrative clinic for cutting-edge, non-invasive, and FDA-approved therapies that improve the health of all patients? Yes, it is. Find out for yourself. 425-451-0404. That's 425-451-0404.
Don't miss it. Women's Resources presents the 6th Annual Jazzy June Purposeful Networking Event, an evening of fun and connection on Thursday, June 21st at Tacoma's Landmark Center. The event starts at 5 p.m. Jazzy June showcases local businesses, delicious gourmet appetizers, music, fashion show, and a no-host bar. Tickets are $40 in advance or $50 at the door. Visit jazzyjune.com for details. Sponsorships and showcase tables are still available. Or call 253-572-9108.
Zenspiration Gardens are unlike any floral product you'll find on the market. Your personalized garden is prepared in a beautifully crafted keepsake box filled with plants, flowers, candles, and spiritual icons. Giving a Zenspiration Garden is the perfect way to express love, friendship, congratulations, or any other heartfelt message or inspiration. They ship nationwide, so contact Zenspiration Gardens at 619-972-1076 or zen-opolis.com.
Remember, you're listening to Alternative Talk, 1150 AM.
Ah, yes, Welcome back, everyone. Welcome back to the Dr. Pat Show. If you want to find out more about What Up With Us and how to get copies of our newsletter, check it out, www.thedrpatshow.com. That's the website, www.thedrpatshow.com. And what you'll do is you'll get our newsletter each week, and that will tell you who is on. Also, we're crafting a new newsletter, and the new newsletter will have articles from some of our guests, and that's kind of fun and exciting to participate in as well. We have open mic day today, and open mic day means that you call in, you could chat with me. I'd like to know what's on your mind, if you need some help, especially busting through some of that crust. And let me just make an announcement about the crust busting class. We are going to be teaching the crust busting class. I believe, though, we are going to be moving it out a couple weeks, and there is a reason for that, and I'll share that with you in a minute. Many of you could not make it at the time it was supposed to start, which was going to be this Thursday, and all of us were going to be at Jazzy June. So that was going to be part of the problem as well. So open mic day, 1-800-930-2819, 1-800-930-2819. And Benny, let's make sure we remind everyone of the Nordic Naturals number later on in the show. But we have somebody on the line.
Yeah, we do. Let's just jump up to the phone lines. We'll grab Emandisa from Seattle.
Hi, how are you?
I'm blessed and super funky fantastic.
Absolutely.
Ooh, I like that. Super funky fantastic.
I know. I should have bought my super funky CD. That's it.
I'll find some brag. Ow.
Yes, exactly.
Ain't my day.
How are you today?
Oh, I'm doing great, Dr. Pat. I just really want to thank you for shining a light on my path, because I'm just so empowered. I'm like addicted to your show now.
Oh, you're addicted to love.
I'm addicted to love.
Because we got the love on this show.
Love and transformation.
That's it. Now, let me see. Let's pull a couple cards for you. Would that work for you?
Right on.
And do you have a specific question?
Well, I have a specific question, but I also wanted to talk about my pet peeve.
Yeah, let's talk about the pet peeve. I'm all about that.
Okay.
They're not going to tell us. Our listeners don't care about stuff. Never happened. Let's hear it.
Well, first of all, I'd like to formulate my pet peeve into more of a challenge to the spiritual community.
Mm-hmm.
Those of us who, know our true essence and that are focusing on wholeness right now. I'm African-American, and I was raised in a Native American family.
Mm-hmm.
And my godmother is from London, England, and I was raised in Montana. And, for example, when you had the guy on your show last week, and he was talking, he worked with athletes, and he was talking about...
Pete Siegel.
He was talking about, well, it doesn't matter, you know, your social or economic or your race or whatever. If you just tap into this, you can do it. And I've been studying metaphysics for about 15 years now.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know if we can talk to the chiropractic guy or what it is, but to me, there's something in my physical being that sends up a warning when I'm around white people.
Mm-hmm.
And in fact, I was in a Native American sweat lodge where we sweated for like 3 hours. And the minute we got out of there, the conversation turned to our deep issues with white people.
Mm-hmm.
And because it's not my reality in the real world, you know what I'm saying? It's like, I would like to see some real conversations around healing whatever that is keeping us from wholeness, because I've tried to chant it away. I've tried to make it logical, you know, and I just think that we're not busting the crust in that area. And being here in Martin Luther King Jr. County, I think with as spiritual as this community is, that I'd like to get some people that are willing to have those deep dialogues and just research what that is. Is it in my physiology? Is it in my emotional body? Where is it that I cannot get past this?
So let me make sure I understand this correctly, because and first of all, let me thank you for sharing this.
Mm-hmm.
This is not the first time that I've heard this and had this conversation. As a matter of fact, my family, we come from, as the language says, interracial family. Mm-hmm. And so the conversation that we're having is about a call to action to find out what's going on. You're asking a number of different questions about yourself, and what I heard you say is, why am I having this reaction?
Right.
Why am I having this reaction? And, you know, there are a lot of different ways that we can explore this question. And at the same time, I hope that you're not beating yourself up for having this reaction. You see what I'm saying?
Right, right.
Okay, right. Because, you know, if we read the headlines, we're all supposed to be like loving everybody. You know what I mean?
Right.
We're supposed to like, I'm walking up to you and I'm loving you and there you are. And that certainly is our intention to do that. But we've got some stuff that comes along with this. We've got some stuff that comes along with this. Does it come from this lifetime? Could it come from other lifetimes? You bet.
Right.
What is it that we plug into that would put up a warning signal or an alarm signal? You see what I'm saying?
Exactly.
So I hope you're okay with having the feelings you have.
I'm really not, because I just want to love.
Yeah, I know. But I want you to be okay, because, and let me just say, tell you what I mean, okay. The place that you're going to need to go to get into this part of the healing is within yourself.
Right.
And it's going to be really hard for you to explore it if you're not really getting to the place where you can honestly say, man, this is what bugs me about this. Yeah, I'm not going to ask you to share it on air. But what I'm trying to get you to see is that in the privacy of your own consciousness and your own mind, it's okay to put all of this is the way I should be in the spiritual community aside.
Right.
And get at what's really irking you,
right.
What your fears are, whether it's not being seen, whether it's being dismissed, whether it's centuries of being put in a second-class citizenship role, whatever that is, you get to declare that for yourself. And the reason I'm saying this is not an issue for you to just lightly brush over, because
right.
The spiritual community, including me, might say, you know, like, you need to just love everybody. you see what I'm saying?
Right, right.
So that's, for me, the first part of the conversation is for you to get real with yourself about what you're feeling and not go to shame and guilt.
Right, right.
You know, I know the power of the Native American traditions, and very, very powerful traditions. And so all of, you know, the spiritual community, and especially as we classify some of this as new thought, there is a tendency for us to step out and say, yes, we need to all be positive. We need to all, you know, show love. And I love to think of these as intentions.
Mm-hmm.
And the way to get there is to first be real with yourself.
Right, right.
Because I think what you're asking for is true love.
Right.
Is that right?
Oh, most definitely.
Okay, let's take a short break. When we come back, we'll finish this conversation. This is a fabulous, fabulous conversation and topic that we're having, because I don't know about you, Benny, but I know that there have been times in my life where I was not feeling the love. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, don't go into that. That's some crust there, Pat. If you got to really go back to that,
I'll tell you, the deal with it is you got to get real about it and say to yourself, this is what I feel. Let's take a short break. We'll be right back with the Dr. Pat Show. Talk radio to thrive by.
Take control of your health and wellness with the natural and modern way. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. BioSolutions is the most effective Rife instrument we've experienced. Customer satisfaction guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625.
Haven't found the time to study the mysteries of the universe? We understand. And in fact, that's why so many busy people choose to use the distance learning option from the College of Metaphysical Studies. There's no classes to attend, no traffic to fight, and no weather or parking issues either. You can earn a metaphysical, spiritual, or esoteric degree at your own pace in the comfort of your own home. Visit us at cms.edu or call 800-780-META.
Essentia Water, the ultimate drinking water, is free of sugars, artificial sweeteners, and colors. Essentia Water actually does something good for your body. It hydrates your body more efficiently. Its smooth, silky taste provides an abundant supply of active hydrogen and antioxidants to prevent cell damage caused by free radicals. Essentia Water does more than quench your thirst. Available health food and natural food sections of major grocery stores. Essentia Water. Ask for it.
After a long day that's going way too fast, there is a way to relax, warm up, detoxify, and have pain relief. It's called an infrared sauna. You sit in a warm box and gently absorb infrared heat that allows you to have a great low-temperature sweat. Afterwards, a quick shower, and you're ready for a good night's sleep. Sweating has many health benefits, such as stress reduction, immune system improvement, weight loss, and system detoxification. For more information, call Brian at 650-357-8944 or go to Bay Area InfraredSauna.com.
And now, time for your peak living tip of the day. Remember, healthy spinal column alignment and a proper functioning nerve system are the key fundamental components for optimal health and wellness. Both Crown Hill Chiropractic in North Seattle and Valley Chiropractic Wellness Center in Duval strive to help each patient regain their health and maintain it for a lifetime. Visit us at CrownHillChiropractic.com or DrScottLynch.com. This has been your peak living tip of the day.
Nourish your soul, Tuesday, June 26th at the beautiful Ivor Salmon House on North Lake Union. Networking, exhibitor tables, and miracles. Enjoy a delicious lunch with Rainforest Treasure Teas and experience our featured whole body tonic called Illumination. Guest speaker Sherry Harris will talk about being the way and creating real and lasting change. Sherry is amazing, from high-powered business to transformational spirituality. Reserve your seats today at livingwellsanctuary.com or call 765-210-9692.
Some people know a good thing when they hear it. Alternative Talk, 1150 AM.
Back out.
Everyone, welcome back to the Dr. Pat Show, talk radio to thrive by. Well, I've got one of our listeners on the line. E, are you there?
I'm here.
Thank you so much for calling in, and thank you so much for having this conversation, because one of the things that I know in the work that I do with people is it becomes extremely difficult for them to look within and say, man, this is really bugging me. This is what's going on.
Right.
And what you did is you made a statement that comes from the very nature of what your experience is. So now you will be able to create a door that will set you free.
Yeah.
And what I'm saying to you is your approach in healing this has got to be one of not judging yourself.
Right.
You see what I'm saying?
Exactly.
For not judging yourself and not really looking at, wow, why can't I just love everybody?
Right.
You know, why can't I do this? And so get rid of the word, why can't I do it? And take time, and you have Native American traditions that you know, where
right.
you can be in peace and be with yourself and allow yourself to really get clear on the ancient wisdoms. You know, ask the great grandfathers, great grandmothers. To show you the wisdom to find that deep place inside you, whether it's this lifetime or a past lifetime, mm-hmm. where there is a wounding.
Right.
I don't believe in dismissing feelings like that. Mm. I don't believe that that is appropriate for anyone or appropriate for the healing.
Wow. Wow.
What you're feeling is real.
Okay.
It's real. And I don't have any judgment about that. I can't possibly have any judgment, because you have lived a lifetime in a place where I have not been.
Right.
And I have my godchildren, my nieces, and my entire family on my sister's side that say to me every day, you white woman, and I'm quoting them, you right. as a white woman do not understand our experience. And I had to get to the place in my life where I said, you know, I don't understand it. And I'm willing to learn about it. But I could never be that person. I could never be you. So you owe it to yourself to honor the feeling that you have.
Right.
With ease and grace.
Right.
Once you do that, you'll be able to, first of all, make a decision as to what you want to do with that information.
Mm-hmm. Definitely. I know for me, it's like, you know, I have a show on Wednesdays back mm-hmm. in KKNW where I talk about spiritual empowerment, and I see that this is a real block for most people of color. So it's like very empowering to say, okay, I'm going to go to the beach and I'm going to work on this. And then whatever comes, I know that the Creator will help me to help others get real with this issue. And I think what it is, and it actually puts me in a place of forgiveness for the spiritual community, because mostly the spiritual community is white, and, you know, I meditate with them and everything. Mm-hmm. And every meditation circle and everything, when I've brought this up, it has been dismissed as, oh, well, we're all energy, you know, it'll be all right. Mm. And you're actually the first person that says, you know what, I'm not okay with dismissing it. And I think in that, just that very exchange of energy is opening a door for me. So thank you.
Please. And I hope our listeners understand where I'm coming from. And certainly if you don't, you're welcome to give me a call and we'll have a conversation on air or off air. But I have to tell you that, you know, with the people that I've studied and some of the things that I've done, some of the experience I have had growing up on the East Coast, when I moved out to the Seattle area, I went to one of my first Chamber of Commerce meetings and I looked around the room. And I'm not going to say where it was. I looked around the room. And I said to myself, I called my best friend Linda, and I said, Linda, I got to share something with you. I've never seen so many white people all in one place. And I come from a place growing up in New York where this is not the case. And so every culture has its benefits. Every culture has its gifts. And every culture has the experience that each of us share. Now, I will say, in support of some of the folks that you're in circle with, that moving out to the West Coast, I had a very different experience of openness, multicultural, multi-race, race openness.
Yes, definitely.
And I want to honor the folks here because that was very easy. Not only about race, but about sexual orientation and identity.
Yes, definitely. Yes.
I mean, come on. I mean, I get joked. People tease me all the time that we live in a place that is like not part of the mainstream here. But that doesn't give any of us a right to dismiss your feelings.
Right, exactly. Yeah, Martin Luther King Jr. County, his energy is vibrating over Seattle, and I think that we're going to be a very, be a vanguard in this spiritual evolution. So
I think we already are, and the show that you all do is a fabulous show, by the way.
Thank you.
And I want to really honor you for calling in and sharing this. I did a workshop when I was part of the corporate world and back on the East Coast. And one of the questions that would come up immediately in the conversation, especially room with people from different races, had to do with what white people felt when they came in contact with people of other cultures.
Right.
And I have to tell you, people were really clear that they felt something.
Hmm.
So, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
You get to feel it. Then you get to decide what you want to do with that.
Exactly.
Okay? You are already a beacon of light to help educate, to help build a bridge, to bring cultures together.
Right.
To honor what's going on with people.
Right.
And to understand that, you know, part of what we've grown in centuries here has to do with prejudice.
Hmm.
It has to do with, even today, you know, we can't get a law passed on hate crimes.
Right.
You know, what up with that? What up with that? That we can actually abuse and kill and hurt people based on hate and not get attention on that?
Exactly.
So please honor yourself and know that I hear you, I love you, and I bless you.
Well, thank you, Dr. Pat, and just thank you for just being in your purpose. You're an amazing woman.
Thank you. Like, keep doing what you're doing, okay?
Right on. Have a blessed day.
Right on. Thank you. You too. Wow. I am so jazzed.
Good.
I mean, I love the honesty of our listeners. And you know, this is for me a demonstration of how we come to the table to talk about what's really going on. Now, what I want to continue to say is that for me and my own personal journey, Benny, I got to tell you that the reason I do crust busting is because I've been a big old crust ball a lot of my life, and I've had to learn how to peel the layers back. And part of that learning for me has been to be able to look myself in the face and say, how do I really feel about things? How do I really feel about the prejudices I have, the judgments I have, mostly of myself? How do I feel, you know, working in a corporate world before we had equal rights, so to speak, and being passed up for jobs? I mean, I've had to deal with all of that. That doesn't mean that you can't deal with those and still come from a place of love and truth. And so that's what I love about all of you listening to the show today. You are so totally awesome. It is pretty incredible for me to come in here every day and know that you are listening and know that you can represent who you are and what you believe. We're going to take a short break. When we come back, we are going to be back with Dr. Scott Lynch. And as I said before, we've got a show, a panel show that we're going to be doing. Lots to talk about, many, many things for us to explore, and much to learn from Dr. Scott and Dr. Tim. So we'll be right back with the Dr. Pat Show. Thank you all for calling in. Thank you all for listening. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.